Another Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this Memorial Day edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll present important songs about war, beginning with a set by Ned Roram called War Scenes, on texts by Walt Whitman. The bass baritone is Donald Graham, and the pianist Eugene Istomin. The cycle opens with a night battle and begins, "What scene is this? Is this indeed humanity, these butchers' shambles? There they lie in an open space."
What scene is this? Is this indeed humanity? These butchers' shambles, there they lie in an open space in the woods, 300 poor fellows. The groans and screams mixed with the fresh scent of the night, that's slaughterhouse. Their mothers cannot see them. Some have their legs blown off, some bullets through the breast, some indescribably horrid wounds in the face or head. All mutilated, sickening, torn, gouged out. Some mere boys, they take their turns with the rest. Such is the camp of the wounded, while over all the clear large moon comes out at times softly amid the crack and crash and yelling sounds. The clear obscure up there, those buoyant upper oceans, a few large placid stars beyond, coming languidly out, then disappearing. The melancholy draperied night around, and there upon the roads and in those woods, that contest never won more desperate in any age or land. What history can ever give, for who can know the mad determined tussle of the armies? Who knows the many conflicts in flashing moonbeam the woods, the writhing squads, the cries, the din, the distant cannon, the cheers and calls and threats, and awful music of the oath, the indescribable mix, the officer's orders, the devil's fully roused in human hearts, the strong shout, "Charge, men, charge!" At dawn.
That was the first of Roram's war scenes. The second one is called Specimen Case and begins, "Poor youth, so handsome, athletic, with profuse shining hair. One time as I sat looking at him while he lay asleep, he suddenly, without the least start, awakened, opened his eyes, gave me a long, steady look."
Poor youth, so handsome, athletic, with profuse shining hair. One time as I sat looking at him while he lay asleep, he suddenly, without the least start, awakened, opened his eyes, gave me a long, steady look, turning his face very slightly to gaze easier. One long, clear, silent look, a slight sigh, then turned back and went into his doze again. Little he knew, poor death-stricken boy, the heart of the stranger that hovered near.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a Memorial Day special featuring the Ned Roram cycle called War Scenes. We've reached the third song, An Incident. Walt Whitman's words begin, "In one of the fights before Atlanta, a rebel soldier of large size, evidently a young man, was mortally wounded."
In one of the fights before Atlanta, a rebel soldier of large size, evidently a young man, was mortally wounded, top of head, so that the brains partially exuded. He lived 3 days lying on his back on the spot where he first dropped. He dug with his heel in the ground during that time a hole big enough to put in a couple of ordinary knapsacks. He just lay there in the open air and with little intermission kept his heel going night and day. Some of our soldiers then moved him to a house, but he died in a few minutes.
The fourth song of Roram's cycle is Inauguration Ball. At the dance and supper room, I could not help thinking what a different scene they presented to my view a while since, filled with a crowded mass of the worst wounded of the war.
At the dance and supper room, I could not help thinking what a different scene they presented to my view. The crowded mass of the worst wounded of the war. Tonight the beautiful women perfumes the violin sweetness, the polka and the waltz. Then the amputation, the groan, the glassy eye of the dying, the clotted rag, the odor of blood, and many a mother's son amid strangers passing away untended there.
On this Memorial Day edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing Roram's War Songs to the words of Whitman. The fifth and final song is called The Real War Will Never Get in the Books. It starts with, "And so goodbye to the war. I know not how it may have been to others. To me, the main interest was in the rank and file of the armies, both sides, and even the dead on the field."
And so goodbye to the war. I know not how it may have been to others. To me, the main interest was in the rank and file of the armies, both sides, and even the dead on the field. The points illustrating the latent character of the American young were of more significance than the political interests involved. Future years will never know the seething hell of countless minor scenes. The real war will never get in the books, perhaps must not and should not be.
That was the classic 1969 recording of Ned Roram's War Scenes on texts by Walt Whitman. The bass baritone was Donald Graham and the pianist Eugene Eastelman. This is such an important work that I'll be offering a modern recording without interruption as the conclusion of the program. At this time, we'll hear Battle Songs, a set of four art songs on various poems about war by the 21st century American composer Michael Rickleton. His cycle opens with Concord, to the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled, here once the embattled farmers stood, and fired the shot heard round the world.
The flood, the flag to April's breeze unfurled, here once the embattled farmer stood, and fired the shot around the world.
That was the first of Rickleton's Battle Songs. Matt Sullivan is the baritone and Isiao Ying Lin the pianist. The second song is Buena Vista, and the composer writes, "Muffled drum beats initiate the action," this excerpt of Theodore O'Hara's Bivouac of the Dead.
Thank you.
souls advance, now swells upon the wind, nor trouble thought at midnight haunts of loved ones left behind. Look at the doubtful conflict raged o'er all the slaken plain. A fiercer fight had waged the vengeful blood of Spain, and still the storm of battle blew, still swayed the glory tide. Not long a stout old chieftain knew such haughty strength could bide. Stern command called to a martyr's grave, the flower of his beloved land, the nation's flag to save. By rivers of their father's gore, his firstborn laurels grew, and well he deemed the sons would pour their lives for glory too.
The third of Rickleton's battle songs is called Shiloh, to Herman Melville's text. The poem opens, skimming lightly, wheeling still, the swallows fly low over the field in clouded days, the forest field of Shiloh.
Thank you.
church so lone, the log built one that echoed to many a parting groan, and natural prayer of dying.
For the final song of the Battle Songs, composer Rickleton chose the words of John McCrae in Flanders Fields. The familiar words begin, "In Flanders Fields the poppies blow between the crosses row on row."
From fear.
On this Singing and Other Sins Memorial Day tribute, you just heard Battle Songs by Michael Rickleton. Matt Sullivan was the baritone, and Hsiao Ying Lin the pianist. Now to songs about war written in the first half of the 20th century. In 1904, Arthur Somerville set the words of A.E. Housman that tell of the horror of war, but used rather sweet music, which to my mind makes it all the more eerie and uncomfortable, no matter how enjoyable the tune. That's followed by Anthem for Doomed Youth, a poem by Wilfred Owen, written in 1917, the time of World War I. In that same year, John Ireland wrote The Soldier to words of Rupert Brooke. Finally, we'll hear Dirge for Two Veterans, a song by Kurt Vile, written in 1942, obviously for World War II.
On the idle hill of summer, sleep ye with the flow of streams. Far I hear the steady drummer drumming like a noise in dreams. Far and near and low and louder on the roads of earth go by, dear to friends and food for powder, soldiers marching all to die. East and west on fields forgotten, bleach the bones of comrades slain. Lovely lads and dead and rotten, none that go return again. For the calling bugles hollow, high the screaming fife replies. Of scarlet hollow, woman bore me, I will rise.
Passing bells for these who die as cattle, only the monstrous anger of the guns, only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries for them, no prayer, nor bells, nor any voice of mourning, save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells, and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmer of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, a waste to roam, a body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by suns of this heart, all evil shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less gives somewhere back the thoughts by England given, her sights and sounds.
coming full-keyed bugles, all of the channels of the city streets they're flooding, as with voices and with tears. I hear the great drums pounding and the small drums steady whirring. And every blow of the great convulsive drums strikes me through and through. For the Son is brought with the Father. In the foremost ranks of the fierce assault they fell. To the veteran son and father drop together.
We opened that set with Somervells on the Idle Hill of Summer, performed by Christopher Maltman with Roger Vignoles. Then we heard Simon Russell Beale read Wilfred Owen's Anthem for Doomed Youth. The third selection was Ireland's The Soldier, again with Maltman and Vignoles, and we closed with Viall's Dirge for Two Veterans, sung by Mark Padmore, with pianist Ian Burnside. We began this Memorial Day edition of Singing and Other Sins with a classic recording of War Scenes by Ned Roram. Now we'll hear a modern recording sung by Kurt Ohlmann with the composer at the piano.
What scene is this? Is this indeed humanity? These butchers' shambles, there they lie in an open space in the woods. 300 poor fellows. The groans and screams mixed with the fresh scent of the night, that slaughterhouse. Oh, where it is their mothers cannot see them. Some have their legs blown off, some bullets through the breast, some indescribably horrid wounds in the face or head. All mutilated, sickening, torn, gouged out. Some mere boys,
they take their turns with the rest. Such is the camp of the wounded, while over all the clear large moon comes out at times softly amid the crack and crash and yelling sounds. The clear obscure up there, those buoyant upper oceans, a few large placid stars beyond, coming languidly out, then disappearing. The melancholy draperied night around, and there upon the roads and in those woods, that contest, never one more desperate in any age or land. What history can ever give, for who can know? The mad, determined tussle of the armies. Who knows the many conflicts in flashing moonbeamed woods, the writhing squads, the cries, the din, the distant cannon, the cheers and calls and threats, and the music of the oaths, the indescribable mix. The officer's orders, the devil's fully roused in human hearts, the strong shout.
Soldier, of large size, evidently a young man, was mortally wounded, top of head, so that the brains partially exuded. He lived 3 days lying on his back, on the spot where he first dropped. He dug with his heel in the ground during that time, a hole big enough to put in a couple of ordinary knapsacks. He just lay there in the open air, and with little intermission kept his heel going night and day. Some of our soldiers then moved him to a house, but he died in a few minutes.
South was one hospital, greater like life's than the few distortions ever told. Think how much and of importance will be has already been buried.
Ned Roram wrote that set of war scenes to the words of Walt Whitman and was the pianist in that recording with Kurt Ullman, baritone. You've been listening to the Memorial Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. You may leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to the archive of many previous programs. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.